In Praise of Valor, Onstiora Crown Tournament, July AS44, being 2009 of the Common Era. Owen ap Evan ap Traherne. In fields of plenty, green and wide, the kingdom's pride, a lily grows, a flower of worth beyond compare, as rare as any regal rose. The lily loves a northern knight, his skill and might by grace beguiled. He rallied to her heart's decree, and saw a princess in her smile. Resolved, he thought his lady fair, to swear for her a solemn vow. He'd win the gilded coronet, and set the star upon her brow. With blessings by her hand bestowed, and courage owed to lady's love, he armed himself for trials to come, where some would pale, and one would prove the rightful heir to sable throne. The field shone bright that summer's day, as stern-faced sun looked down to see where victory would make her way. Perhaps her favor shone outright upon that knightly countenance. A certain glow will be recalled in halls of legend's souvenance. And some, were they not there to see, might fancy it a mark divine, by which he fought as few would dare, which lent his eyes their dauntless shine. But truth beheld a different sight. His lady spoke, and then, at length, the lily smiled, and nothing more, and there the warrior found his strength. With griffins mounted on his shield, he took the field at herald's call, met every challenge with his best, and wrested triumph from them all. Good fortune smiles upon the land, for by the lily's hand a king has risen, and by warrior's might she sits a fair and rightful queen. For Onstiora's sake, rejoice! Let voices ring from every bough, since Owen, for Genevria, has set the star upon her brow. Lady Katrin Verchmelgwyn. The poem is an Awdl Gwynedd, a Welsh form.
Louis Le Blaireau. Louis Le Blaireau came riding one day, with dreams of a crown, to the tournament field. With cunning and quickness his weapons to yield, soon many a foeman would fall to his blade. Louis was swift, but the battles grew long. Wounded and wearied, he knelt in the heat. Yet given the chance to give in to defeat, he spoke of his lady and bravely fought on. Never to falter and never to yield, no matter the shadows that threaten the field. No flinch of fear, nor yet one inch of ground, would Louis give, but held himself upright, and, even as he fell, proved with renown the valor of an Onstioran knight. Lady Katrin Verchmelgwyn. The poem is a French sonnet.
Romanius Vesperanius. Hear these great deeds told, you people of valor and wisdom, citizens, noblemen bold, children of lions and legends. From all lands they came, men vying for crown and for kingship, seeking no fortune or fame, taking no pleasure or plunder. Each made his brave stand, each measured the worth of his rivals. Many the mighty of hand, many the stout-hearted stalwart. One stood forth like Mars, Romanius, honored and skillful, willing a change in his stars, diadems for his Diana. Once crowned our dread king, now forward he comes to the battle, bearing a scorpion's sting, fleet in the flashing of swordplay. One, two, three men fall, three stand a triumvirate challenge. Who shall be victor of all? Who claims the scepter and sigil? No crown for Rome's son. This day sees the scorpion falter. Cheered for the victories won, mourned for the fates unfulfilling. But grief shall not stand. Time lessens the keening of sorrow. Rich are the dreams of command. Richer the prize and the promise. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is written in elegiac couplets of dactylic hexameter and modified dactylic pentameter in the style of Catullus, 1st century BCE.
Ulstead the Unsteady. Bold Saxon knight, with board and broadsword, took the field to fight for the crown. This Duke of the Sable Star, defiant, stood against his foe. Lord Cathal, with belt of red, laid challenge to the Duke. But Ulstead claimed victory, the crown one step closer. He next faced a knight from Italian lands. Sir Giotto waged war, but great was the right arm of raging Ulstead. Then Lachlan Dunn took the list field. The former champion challenged his former king. Brother centurions battled as all took notice. The final blow felled Lachlan Dunn. Four knights stood to fight for the crown, but King Ulstead would not crown Queen Ebagardus. The prerogative of Ulstead kept the prince's throne from him. Ulstead saw his king and stood not in his way. Lord Brian O'William. The poem is in the Anglo-Saxon style.
Daria Dahaya. King Rafin, Ansteora's lord, by right of arms, by hand and sword, declared a royal tournament, and to those lists brave Daria went, to prove his worth in battle keen, and crown his lady Druin, queen. From every corner of the realm came men in mail and shining helm, and Elfsea's baron there among received the praise of every tongue. So to the field he sallied forth, to face a wild man from the north. One foe dispatched, the Viking felled, one victory the baron held, but waiting on the field of wrath, another Northman in his path, in armor of the Roman style, to stand an even sterner trial. Again brave Daria showed his skill, again prevailed the baron's will, but challengers there yet remained, and ladies to be entertained. Another round he would contest, continuing upon his quest. At last from northern climes there came a Welshman, Owen called by name, a giant knight who nonetheless displayed an air of gentlesse. The Welshman dealt a crushing blow, and from on high laid Daria low. Though he was not the last to stand, he met defeat at royal hand. With pride he left the day's campaigns, and journeyed home, where he remains to Elfsea's folk a cause to sing, in Druin's eyes her own heart's king. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is written in octosyllabic rhyming couplets, modeled on Chrétien de Troyes' poem Yvain.
Galen Edwin Kirkenbauer. Clad in colors of blue and gold, this German knight of legends told, for Rebecca fought and would not yield. Against Lucius Swordbreaker did he defend, Graf Galen's mighty sword would not bend, and Galen claimed victory on the field. Next came Lord Sparhawk, Geoffrey by name, but victory was Graf Galen's to claim. Finally, the badger proved to be Galen's bane, as Sir Louis continued in his quest for the throne. But for Galen Kirkenbauer his worth was known. Through honor and chivalry he earned glory and fame. Lord Brian O'William. Graf Galen's poem is written in a late 12th, early 13th century German style, used extensively by Walther von der Vogelweide.
Gideon MacLeod. It fell aboot midsummer time, when days are lang and bricked, and young MacLeod is come on land, to ride and play the nicht, to ride and play the nicht. Good day to you, my bonny nicht. How goes the day wi' ye? Whar fare ye doon the rocky road, wha's been so lang at sea, wha's been so lang at sea? A gang to yonder tunny field, to win the day or dee. A gang to win a crown and make a queen of my lady, a queen of my lady. And he's gaen to the tourney field astride his nut brown mare, and all the ladies sighed aloud to see a nicht sae fair, to see a nicht sae fair. The first in foes the young nicht face, he struck them both full sair. The neist in foe was first to strike, MacLeod would strike nae mair, MacLeod would strike nae mair. Come hame, MacLeod, his lady said, and let this tourney be. I'd rather have your bonny head than all this fair country, than all this fair country. Aye, that I will, said young MacLeod, though crowns I have but nane. A queen I shall be making yet, and ye shall be my ain, and ye shall be my ain. I am the Laird o' Edinbane, wi' 50 ploughs and 3, and I hae got the fairest queen in all the north country, in all the north country. Mistress Adelaide de Beaumont. The poem is based on several traditional Scottish ballads. Edinbane is on the Isle of Skye, about 7 miles from Dunvegan Castle, the seat of the MacLeod.